Hello there, I'm posting two podcast episodes in 2 days. That's incredible! Tonight's episode is an interview with Justin Hall, the artist behind Hard to Swallow, which is a smutty gay comic about sex, basically. He has also got a travelogue-themed comic, and he's also got another one about a tranny superhero. But enough out of me. Let's listen to Justin.
So, for people who are totally unfamiliar with your book, how do you describe it to them? How do you introduce them to your work?
Well, I've got a few different projects that I work on. The one that I've been using the most that I've been doing for the longest time is called True Travel Tales, mm-hmm. and they're all autobiographical and biographical travel adventures. So real life stories from the road. I have several of those issues out and a couple of mini comics as well. I also have a character named Glamazonia, the uncanny super tranny,
mm-hmm.
and she's this kind of crazy, fabulous tranny superheroine who flies around and fucks shit up, basically. And then my most current project is called Hard to Swallow, which is a porn comic that I'm doing with David Davenport, who's a tattoo artist down in LA. So he does half the book and I do half the book.
So a wide range of projects. Is there any crossover between any of them? Does the tranny ever show up in the travel?
Somewhat. I mean, there's some of the stories that I do in Hard to Swallow are autobiographical and biographical, and essentially they, for me, kind of fill the same role that my True Travel Tales stories do. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of X-rated versions of the same kind of material. I also do pure fantasy and the pure fantasy stories in Hard to Swallow, and those occupy kind of different creative space for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something closer to Glamazonia, who's just completely off the hook. So.
Right. So I was going to ask you what your inspiration is, but I guess it's you actually go out and you travel around and you have these adventures.
Yeah, I'm kind of a compulsive traveler. I like to backpack around, basically, kind of Lonely Planet style. I'll get one of these Lonely Planet books and throw a couple of pairs of underwear in my backpack and wander off for several months. I've been to probably close to 60 countries, most
wow.
of the world countries. I'll stay at kind of local places for that, maybe $3 a day,
mm-hmm.
With a pit toilet down the hall kind of places, and take local chicken buses around and stuff. I really like that kind of experience.
How is it
travel very cheaply?
How is it possible? Because I hear people talk about going and traveling and stuff like that. I mean, what do you do that you can just up and say, "Oh, I'm going to go to mm-hmm. This random country for a couple weeks"?
Actually, a few months. I kind of minimum would be 3 months, pretty much, that I usually travel.
Mm-hmm.
I constructed my life that way. I'm a massage therapist,
mm-hmm.
And I live very, very cheaply here in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a car. I live in a rented apartment until recently. And I save all of my money for travel. And then I'll, once every year, a year and a half or so, I'll take off for several months. And then I travel very, very cheaply as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I only spent, a couple $1,000s basically in, several months of wandering around. Including air flights and stuff like that. I mean, the first time that I did a really big trip, I think I spent $2,500 for, 6 months in Africa, including the plane flights there and everything. I was, eating street food and, camping a lot. And I'm not quite as hardcore anymore.
Right. That's very adventurous. But,
you figure out ways to do that, to kind of, save
yeah.
as you travel. And, yeah.
Wow. So what's one of your favorite adventures that you wrote about in your book?
I do some of my own stories and also stories of other people.
Mm-hmm.
My last True Travel Tales comic had a story from a friend of mine who had been in prison, and I knew that he had spent some time in prison, and so I finally kind of got the story from him, which was when he was younger. He had gone down to Peru and not knowing any Spanish, not knowing anyone there,
mm-hmm.
and had with $100,000 and had started asking around for large amounts of cocaine.
Oh.
and finally found him through this drag queen who had used to live in San Francisco, who had been one of the empresses of San Francisco. And she turned him on to this coke kitchen, and he ended up buying a huge amount of cocaine and then swallowing it with, you know, in balloons. So mm-hmm. he was a drug mule. Came back to the United States and ended up getting constipated.
Oh.
And I had to go to rush to the emergency room, and yeah, he wound up in prison. But it's an amazing story. I mean, you know, there's all these kind of convolutions to it, and it was a really, really fun story to put down and to draw and everything. Yeah, so that's a particularly good one I'm kind of happy with.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, as far as your dirty comics go, what kind of reaction have you gotten to those? I'm sure the reaction to the Travel Tales has been really positive because they, you know, I was looking on your website and they all look really interesting. But have you gotten anyone who's really aghast or shocked and appalled? I guess being in San Francisco, it's kind of hard to find somebody who would be.
It's hard to find someone who's, yeah, who's shocked and appalled by any kind of anything in San Francisco. It's very true. I've been kind of waiting for the hate mail and I haven't received it yet, which is kind of, I don't know, it's a little bit disappointing, actually. We've only put out one book so far. The second one's actually coming out this week. So we'll see. But, you know, it's got national distribution. I imagine that, you know, most of the stores that actually buy this material are going to be in the major, because it's mostly being sold through gay bookstores and probably in the big cities. So I think most people. But it's still pretty racy even for that, though, because – you know, I think about, for example, the Meat Man series or the kind of, you know, standard gay porn comics. And Hard to Swallow has a necrophiliac werewolf. I mean, first, the story that David does, and then I do a story with, you know, these kind of pirates that, you know, are raping cabin boys. And I mean, it's pretty, you know, it can be a little over the top. You know, this, you know, bestiality and kind of all, you know, necrophilia and piracy and all kind of, you know, I don't know, but you know, it's all fantasy, but
well, yeah, as long as it's all pretend.
Yeah, we try to push the boundaries in other ways. I'm going to do a story in the next issue where this woman that I know, she used to she's a dyke actually now, but in the past she used to strap her tits down and go to the back of the Powerhouse Bar, which is this kind of cruising bar here in San Francisco, and she would suck guys off in the back in the back room, and you know, they wouldn't necessarily know that she was a woman. It was, you know, and I find that kind of story really fascinating. I'm interested in doing the gay porn comic. I don't want to be in the just the safe zone of gay sexuality, which is like kind of big pretty dicks and that's kind of it. Like I want to see women strapping their tits down and going down on guys. I want to see, like, you know, just kind of the more abstract and strange aspects of gay sexuality.
Boy, you know, that's really true. I was just observing at Frameline this year and last year that gay media has been around so long and it's getting so accepted that it's just starting to get a little homogenized and start to see the same things over and over and over.
Sure, sure.
The same, you know.
It's not, I mean, you know, sodomy is legal now, right?
Yeah, exactly. What's the place? You know, they took the fun out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it really can. You have to look a little bit farther for some, you know, but the thing is that sexuality is, you know, infinitely mysterious and infinitely complex phenomena. And with so many different, you know, you can approach it from so many different directions. And so little of it has actually been done. In the scope of human history, it's all been done, I suppose, but it hasn't been all put down into dirty comic books. So,
it's a new frontier. It's a smutty one, but it's new.
Yeah.
You're like Christopher Columbus.
If he was, you know,
naked.
Naked, right.
So if somebody wants to find your books, where would they go? Either in San Francisco or anywhere else in the world? Can they get them online?
You can most gay bookstores will have access to, because it's being distributed through all the gay bookstores in the country and abroad as well. So just go to your gay bookstore, local gay bookstore, and ask if they can order it, if they don't actually have it there in the store. And then also online, we have www.hardtoswallowcomics.com. And then I have my own website, which is www.allfunspress.com, which is allphunvspress, allfunspress.com.
Okay, fantastic. Well, they're fantastic books. The Hard to Swallow, I get a nosebleed every time I read it because it's so exciting. And, I'm really looking forward to seeing
that. My job.
Yes. If just one man gets a nosebleed while reading this book.
Exactly.
Well, wasn't that fantastic? If you're interested in finding out more about Justin's comic, you're in luck. He's got a book signing Friday, that's today or tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this, or maybe it was years and years ago. It's at Another Light? A Different Light. That's a bookstore in the Castro, and that's at 7 p.m. on the 22nd. So you can meet Justin there. And you can meet me, because I'll be there. Hey, meeting people. It's great. Okay, bye.